The new film Suspiria is a remake of a cult 1977 Italian horror film. An elite dance company in Berlin might just be a front for a coven of witches. For the film's score, the director, Luca Guadagnino, reached out to one of the high priests of modern rock and roll, not BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music. Tim Grieving has the story.
The original Suspiria, directed by Dario Argento, had a striking score written and performed by the prog rock band Goblin. Claudio Simonetti, co-founder and keyboardist of Goblin, still remembers Argento's instruction.
Okay, this is a mystic film with the witches. The audience, they always have to feel that the witches are there, even if nothing happened on the screen. That's why we start with the lullaby. It's a kind of a loop of a keyboards. And after I decide also to put my voice over, no, like la 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 la. This is more creepy.
Italian director Luca Guadagnino was utterly bewitched by Suspiria when he saw it as a 14-year-old, and the music was a huge part of its spell.
The music by Goblin was so unexpected for me when I saw it for the first time. It was like an electric shock that was renewed every time I was listening to it.
But rather than reuse that music or commission a new score from Goblin, Guadagnino turned to the musician he calls the voice of his generation, Radiohead frontman Thom Yorke.
He brings with his voice, his musical voice, a sense of melancholy, darkness, unexpected twisted joy that I found was absolutely perfect for the movie. I actually thought only of him. I didn't thought of anybody else.
Of course, York had never actually scored a movie before. He's been asked, notably back in 1999 for Fight Club, and his Radiohead bandmate Johnny Greenwood has become quite the acclaimed film composer. So York was a little intimidated.
But there was something about the way Luca asked me and the confidence he had that I could actually do it, which sort of surprised me and made me think.
York's first big challenge was composing the central dance piece. Tilda Swinton's enigmatic choreographer rehearses it with her all-female dance company throughout the film, and it serves double duty as an incantation. The only problem? The dance had already been filmed.
One's instinct in that sort of situation is to respond to the movements of the dance. I had like 4 or 5 aborted attempts doing that before I realized that I had to sort of disconnect myself from the dance, go somewhere in my mind and then come back. It was a weird process.
Director Luca Guadagnino was delighted.
He made a soundtrack for the sequence as if the witches had commissioned that soundtrack back in the 40s. Amazing.
Composer Thom Yorke wrote much of the score in the same way, thanks to some advice from his bandmate, Johnny Greenwood.
Don't work to picture if you can avoid it. Try and do as much as you can off picture, just with your impressions of what's needed, which was really helpful. If I'd been sitting there watching the dancer throwing herself against the mirror, dismembering herself, or breaking her bones into pieces and screaming, and tried to write something directly to that, I would have gone mad.
The centerpiece of the score is a Thom Yorke song.
This is what I was thinking about our body, what they mean for our salvation.
One he wrote before seeing a frame of footage.
I had the idea for Suspirium just from reading the script. Really, this idea of a troop of witches in a weird form of sadness trying to cheat death, and sort of simple piano melodies which ended up then permeating the whole film. I had the feeling that the more stuff I generated at the beginning before I really understood what they were shooting, the more there would be that sense of it not being literal.
Which is how director Luca Guadagnino prefers it.
What I don't like, absolutely, is the idea of working with professionals, you know, a professional soundtrack composer. I much rather want to work with artists. A great artist can do anything he or she wants to do.
Even though the music began as a work for hire for someone else's story, Thom Yorke says it became, in a strange way, a form of personal expression.
My emotional response to it, even though I'd never done it before, it was very odd because you're constantly fighting this feeling that you're so out of your depth you want to run screaming from the studio, but at the same time you're kind of getting off on it. I'd sort of describe it as like being pushed into a series of rooms I'd never normally go into and then discovering I could create stuff that I found interesting.
Some pretty dark rooms.
Every single one of them. Every single one of them. Increasingly dark.
For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.